letter did fine.
Oh, he did superb jobs.
Did you feel so?
Yes, sir.
But it was a good way to handle this, we've done each one a little differently. Got out there and I just put the first one out. Yeah, it's all I covered, it's basically over $70,000 for 3 months, but at least $69,000. This is done by the cooperation agreement of all the people concerned. You never know, that's all that I can say.
No, I think he's got this done exactly right, because of the, his first questions were all the troop withdrawal issue.
Oh, I mean.
The great majority of them dealt with, when the next announcement, the how many more would come out. And it wasn't till the end that they started asking, you know, what's coming.
He handled that.
He handled it very well.
Setting the way for it.
I think he did very well.
Well, I have to go to Camp David now, and I will be totally out of touch. Actually, I won't be able to really work on that. Father goes, not able to suddenly afford to draft, but I'm just going to carry on.
What better shape, buddies?
We have here, that I want to discuss with you, including tonight, probably now, we're going to have to face that too. Basically, it's as an unstable personality, like what you just had up in the second. It's kind of calm before, but not quite the same as that, because he sees everything now. For example, I asked you there, I say now, rest of the rest of Henry believes that his credibility is destroyed. Nobody wants to press on us to believe him again. He's a false truth, he's a real bullshit. Personally, I believe that he's been all right. He's totally historic place in the procession. Knowing him very deeply, Al, is the fact that he knows that one of the major causes of his problem. When he walked back to Montana, Arizona, over the Ziegler's objection without my knowledge, popped off, you know, about the Russians, and had to see the press the next day.
That's exactly what.
He started the whole thing himself, and he hadn't said that. Then it was washed out for that time. It was over, right?
I think it was wrong. I think he made a story of it. He's not ever used to making mistakes.
What's that?
He's not used to making mistakes in Iraq.
No, but we haven't, nobody has engaged him about it. I told him, I said, oh, good, yeah, I said, all right. He's rationalized, and I said, we're being nice to the Russians by acting over the house, which is a good idea. That's cheap stuff.
On the last night, and this damn air exploded all over us on this Russian stoop.
Well, what did we do about it back?
We did, but it turned out to be nearly to the point where I had to call you.
Yeah.
The guy was in the terminal in New York. The immigration state people had refused to let him go until he went to the other side of the terminal. The Russians took the position he was sick, and ill, and it was humanitarian, and they would do that. Of course, they're afraid he was going to attack. But I finally got some bad runs off, called me, like, not smart, he said, the government said, empty the plane, the plane will stay there as long as it has to. Until the student gets on.
That
empty the Aeroflot plane, which had 20 other passengers on it, and put them in a hotel. Well, I got into the plane, and I called status and looked out on it. It'll be a major issue on this subject, I'm sure.
We don't want to fire around about it. Sure, we should keep the rest of the fight the Russians again.
So we interrogated.
Barazov must feel pretty good that he does.
I told him.
Remind him that I did this.
I told him you had done this, and that the president does not want a situation of national pride conflict. We did interrogate. We did everything the right way, but we didn't insist that we go across and get a room. We didn't, the Clipper Lounge there, of course, states related now, but goddamn, we would have had a real schmozzola.
I thought you were for state one, and older. Usually they might love to go over there.
I couldn't quite understand it, except that they were talking bureaucratic, so it was easier to listen. That's all.
What I was going to say to you is this, that we've got to take the heart of our whole card. Henry may be psychologically more simple than we realize. He is showing the few studies that I'm sure I have. He's having these fits of depression followed by fits of elation. And that is the sign of a deteriorating emotional condition. Agree or not agree?
Right.
Now, circumstances and is capable of doing something foolish. You have to realize that if he has such problems at this point, he may also have such problems when we get to the real crunch in negotiating the final words or some goddamn communicator with the Russian facility. Or for that matter, the Chinese. But once Russia and China are completed, Henry, knowing himself, might decide, well, I determined that we're not allowed that to happen. I determined that that we're probably better off to, with Henry's present condition. We've got to examine his cold blood of his health. Well, now rather than later, if we consider his condition that serious. Now, this poses problems. Shocker might have been just go out and open, write and talk and so forth and so on, see them. And we can take that now. It could be fatal later. And looking at it cold-bloodedly, and I happy to never understand this or agree with it, but Al, I can handle the China trip. And you do it. And I can handle the Russian trip. I mean, I know all those issues.
I know.
Henry doesn't realize how often I let him think that he's doing it, but I know what the hell to do. He gives good advice, but he is the know-all and end-all of everything. And my own view is that we may reach the point now. We may reach the point. We may have to I wouldn't even consider it except for the fact that we cannot have it later.
Well,
if we take it now, we cannot take it later. And if he's doing it now, let me tell you, Henry hasn't been through a national political campaign. If he thinks this is something, he should see the shell fire that's going to come out of this goddamn place more than months ahead. I mean, the Senate's going to investigate, and they'll fire bombs out at us during the campaign and after. It will be massive compared to this. They'll go into his private life. I mean, I understand. It is rough. Extremely rough. I had a serious question where he did. What you?
Well, this is the first time that I have had a concern.
That concern had me.
I watched you go up and down.
You figured that it was part of the game.
It was part of the game, and it was also kind of a paranoid tendency which he had, but this time I'm conscious of it because of the world. anything more than just maybe looking for an excuse.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to break the gloves, but we can light it if it is.
We can. Would you check to see whether the family is ready yet? Because I think they were having rushes. As soon as they're ready, I'll pop right off the top of it. And oh, if you will, take this case. I will not be dealing with it. Enough?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's an awfully tough decision. Al, our stakes are too high now. The China thing's gonna work. And as not only the Russian thing, I think it's gonna work too for other reasons. Would you agree or not? Because I can't see the Russians. I asked you the other day if you're gonna cancel a little smaller, let's go to that sort of thing. When you look at their stakes and what's involved in them, they can't allow a Russian, an American, Chinese, they talk. And have us, because we can blow Europe, you know. We can blow Germany, Canada. Let alone not cooperate with the East.
They'll come along, right? They wouldn't go on the spar if anyone had to do it. It's a hell of a... I think we can ride through both of these things. And we're going to get blessed out of the Chinese study in the short term. Thank you, Brian.
Henry, I just want you to examine. I don't want you to go to. I don't want you to get into the indicate the fact that this ridiculous thing. Why is the president defending it? That's set very well here. The idea that Henry, you've got to shape up here. You're just destroying yourself. Which he's doing. He's allowing his enemies to what? Basically, he's got infinitely more support than we realize we have, and we're going to have more of this rather than less. Or how do you think that's what you're talking about?
Well, I think it's got to be a tough thing. I think he's gone too far, and he's wasting his time and energy on something that's totally unjustified. He's got too many big things to do. And it's going to get out of my country. And you better be ready for it. It's a combination of encouragement and slapping, and that's the way I've dealt with them all along. So most of the time I've had success, but this time he's been that one. And he has overplayed it, he's overly focused on this, he's taken the mountains. The people that don't know what the hell are writing on the first one.
Yeah, every night. He goes rushing on to some goddamn peace grove, all that sort of thing, which goes to the other side of the thing. Well advised to cut that back. Huh? You make sure. Coming out here is that's his personal life. And it's, that also is another symptom of a, this kind of personality, escaping by running around with a bunch of goddamn sluts, you know, who pamper him, and
family's waiting for
him. And my own feeling is that doesn't happen. But I think you should know, though, you've got to know what I'm prepared to do. And I think, and we can ride it through.